In the chapters to come, you'll hear stories of believers who have taken time to understand God's vision for the unreached areas of the world. Those who have stepped out of their status quo lives in whatever country they call home to say yes to something, and someone beyond themselves. As these adventurers have taken time to rethink their way of life, they have searched for what it means to be a good neighbor to those on their street or on the other side of the world. They've taken care of refugees, brought peace amid ethnic tension, stamped out the stigma of the orphan, and ministered to the tired working class. They've seen an opening to make an impact, and they've said yes. God desires something similar for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says, "For all the promises of God find their yes in Him. That is why it is through Him that we utter our amen to God for His glory." Every promise from God is an invitation to believe and act. When we take Him at His word and step forward in obedience, good things are sure to come. Things that will warrant a hearty amen. Each chapter that follows will share a step in the process of transformation I call the yes effect. This is a particular type of transformation that my friends and ministry partners have seen consistently in their lives and in the world as a result of accepting God's repeated invitations to activate their faith in new ways. True transformation is sparked when we reorient our hearts, get in sync with God's tenderness toward the oppressed, and regain compassion for the lost. We let the Lord work in us, and then we can't help but join the work He is doing in the world around us. While the attitudes and approaches in the stories of this book are indeed inspiring, God doesn't want your life to be a replica of others' lives. Many of the examples in these stories might seem unusual, unattainable, and even unrealistic from the point of view of your everyday life. That's okay. What might seem exotic to you is simply everyday life for someone else. So don't discount who and where you are as you listen. God has a plan for every latitude and longitude on the globe. Just because your story doesn't sound exactly like the ones in this book doesn't mean God's not writing it. The examples in this book are meant to encourage you and show you that no matter the context, when a follower of Jesus says yes to His invitation, all kinds of possibilities open up in that particular person's life in that particular corner of the world. Wherever and whoever you are, God is inviting you to expand the goodness of His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. He is inviting you to rethink your way of life and step out into something new. He is inviting you to watch the most beautiful chain reactions of transformation unfold as a result of saying yes to Him, even in the smallest of ways. That's the yes effect. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." Each of us comes after a long line of committed followers of Christ who have shown us how the life of faith is done. Just as generations of city planners added their various insights and solutions to build the infrastructure of my home city, Chicago, so have generations of passionate believers in Jesus offered their gifting and heart for service, co-laboring with God to grow His kingdom. Imagine what could happen if we learn from those in the generation before us and build upon their work, if we carry on the legacy of the past instead of letting it fade into modern apathy. I invite you to keep listening. Take a look and see what God has been doing in cities and countries across the globe. Let these stories speak hope and urgency into your soul. Listen for God's invitation to join His transforming work in the world around you. And be ready to say yes.